A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menacha Samach Gimel, Menacha 63a, pagination is 125. We'll start at the beginning of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. We mentioned early on in the Masechta that two of the key words in the topic of Menachos, these flower offerings, are the words Machavas, which means a griddle, a flat type of pan in which you would not be deep frying it, but rather just a little bit of oil. And then marcheshes, which is a deep pan in which it's more like deep frying. These two concepts come up in very practical halacha in our time in the regular kosher kitchen when we have questions of how to define a food and the method that it was cooked and the method that this utensil is being used. If the utensil is deep frying, then it's the equivalent halachic status of cooking. What's the difference if you cook in water or you cook in oil? If, however, you're only using enough to grease the bottom, then it's the frying pan concept. And for example, when it comes to kashering, the method of use is not described as through a medium of liquid, but rather it's described as being used directly on the pan. Difference is hagala, whether the kashering would be through boiling through water, or the kashering method would be through the open flame, if it's being used with the open flame without any significant use of a water medium. So again, machavas is the griddle method, marcheshes is the deep frying pan method. I once had an incident when I came in to help kasher someone's kitchen. They were going kosher, and we saw different pots and pans and deciding how to kasher, if to kasher each item. And one of the things the woman of the home presented us with was what looked like a regular pot. And for some reason, we asked, "How do you use this pot?" And she answered that she grills hamburgers in it with just a drop of oil, if that, on the bottom of the pan. Basically, it's the grease from the hamburgers themselves, the fat that emerges as soon as it gets hot. It's not used for meatballs or soup or whatever else we would have typically thought such a pot is used for. And I was curious just to make sure I was getting the right answer. I said, "Why do you do that?" And she says, "Well, the walls of the pot are great because they hold back the splattering from going all over the counter." And that is the way she used this particular utensil, basically like a frying pan. But in typical settings, we are describing, once it's a deep thing, it would typically be used with a water medium, or in our case, in Menachos, an oil presence. And the flat one is the griddle without any significant oil in the way it's made. The result is going to be, as Rashi explains, that the machavas is going to produce a dry mincha, the cakey, bread-like product is going to be dry, whereas the marcheshes, deep frying, is going to produce something that's described a little bit like spongy, that when you touch it, there's movement. Let's see the Mishnah. HaOmer, a person who says, "Harei olai b'machavas, I'm going to bring the mincha as a machavas. Lo yavi b'marcheshes, you can't bring a mincha made as a marcheshes. b'marcheshes lo yavi b'machavas, vice versa, also doesn't work. In other words, the difference between making something as a machavas and making it as a marcheshes is a significant difference. It's defining the mincha. And we'll see that the pasuk actually describes them differently, and therefore it's considered a different product. The Mishnah asks, Ma bein machavas lemarcheshes? What is the difference between them? And we'll skip the first opinion and go to the second opinion one line later at the end of the line. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel explains, Marcheshes amuka. The marcheshes is a deep utensil, Uma'aseha rochashin, and the product is going to have movement, as we explained, like a spongy description, whereas machavas, the griddle, is tsafa. The product appears to be floating. It's not deep frying. It looks like it's floating. Obviously, it's not floating. It's hitting the bottom, and it's just very shallow in the oil presence. But it's above. It's above the water line, so to speak, the oil line. Or ma'aseh koshin. And the result is that it is hard in its presentation, more of a cracker type of product. Now, the word rochash, Rashi says, take a look, Rashi says, at the Targum on the word remes. So we take a look in the beginning of Bereshis, Psukim, really, Chaf Aleph is the one that Rashi seems to be referencing, but you could see this as well in Pasuk Chaf. Rochash, according to the Targum, is the targum for remes, creepy, crawly things. Rochash is to move. Likewise, the targum translates the word sheretz, which is to swarm, which certainly is a lot of movement, also as the word yirchashun, rochash. The Gemara is going to bring the pasuk from Tehillim Memhei, chapter 45 in Tehillim. Rochash libi davar tov. My heart is rochash with a good word, with a good concept. What is your heart rochash with? This davar tov, so art school translates in Tehillim, astir. My heart is astir. It's alive. Rav Shamsham Afel Hirsch's Tehillim has it translate as, my heart is moved. We would say, I've been touched. But the description, rochash, means movement. And that, Rashi says, is when a person touches it, there's movement, he describes it, of the oil that is within it. There's a movement. And that's Marcheshes. Now the Rambam in Maaseh Karbonos Yud Gimel Zayin takes a different approach and writes that the Marcheshes, not because of the type of pan, but because of the type of pan or utensil that's being used, they therefore made the batter in a certain way. The Rambam writes, Ma bin machavas lemarcheshes, what is the difference between these two? Marcheshes yesh lo safa. The marcheshes has a rim, walls. V'habotzek she'ofem oso aleo rach. And therefore the batter that they use within it is soft. Sharei yesh lo safa ve'ena yotze, because it has a wall and it's not going to leave if it's too liquidy. Umachavas ein lo safa, whereas the griddle does not have a rim. V'abotzek she'ofem oso bo kosha, and therefore the batter that the dough that they're going to use within it is going to be hard. Kedei she'lo yetze mikan o mikan, so that it doesn't spill over on the sides. So according to the Rambam, the type of utensil, indeed, marcheshes, is deep and machavas is flat, but that causes them to create the appropriate dough or batter for that utensil, whereas Rashi is describing that because of the utensil and the way the oil is used within this utensil or on this utensil, the result is going to be either hard or soft. The fundamental concept, though, is that marcheshes, your deep frying, and machavas is on this flat surface like a griddle. Skipping down into the Gemara about 10 lines, at the end of a line by a two dots, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel explained the difference between them. Says the Gemara, Marcheshes Amuka. Marcheshes is deep, and you could see it in the Pasuk's description of Marcheshes. Dichsiv, V'chol Nasa Bam Marcheshes. Everything that's made in a Marcheshes. It's in it. It's contained within it because it has walls. Machavas, however, is tzafa. This griddle has it floating, if you will. It's on the surface. Dichsiv, va'al machavas, on the frying pan. Not in the frying pan. They're on a walls. On the frying pan. And that's this description of distinction. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.